Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. We're serious. We're here. We're ready to go to this show. And all of a sudden, somebody in our audience out there goes, "Have fun, boys." Well, we try to do that here. Some of these guys are very serious. I'm Michael Horn, your host, but probably one of the great quarterbacks of all time, especially for the Los Angeles Rams, getting him into the Super Bowl. The one and only Vince Ferragamo. Vince, how are you doing this week?
Very good, Michael. Thank you for asking, and look forward to our invited guest today. We have a great guest coming on.
Well, don't tell him yet. Don't surprise it. It's a surprise.
Surprise anybody. Surprise. Just hang on.
Don't blow the surprise. We got him still in wrapping paper. We're going to open up our other co-host here on the show. These guys do their On Point Live. It's the guy who's played all positions in football. I mean, I've seen him try to tackle. I've seen him do a lot of things. He's a great offensive lineman. My gosh, he's in the Hall of Fame. Around here, we call him Big Bad Blah Jackie. He is the man who does the job for us all the time as the offensive lineman on Point Live, right. Jackie Slater. How do you like that one, Jackie?
That was a little bit better. A little bit better.
What do you mean a little bit better?
You got his position right, though. He's not a running back, not a defensive back.
I'm not a running back, a quarterback, but you got it right.
Well, we got them all in.
You're getting better.
Just in case, you know, before you played. All right, so.
Wow, man.
Come on.
Well, why don't you do it, Michael?
We
have plenty of questions to ask.
We do have a lot. Isaac Bruce is with us today, and he played for the Rams when they were in St. Louis. Am I correct here?
He played with them in Los Angeles for a year, and then they several
went
years.
Went to the Super Bowl there.
Several years in St. Louis.
Hall of Fame, right?
Yes. Then he finished his career with the dreaded 49ers.
Yeah, he did a couple of years there, right?
Yeah,
and something else, you know. You know, Fred Dreyer could have gone to the 49ers. They interviewed him, and he said no. They had Joe Montana in the year they won the Super Bowl. Fred, what's wrong with you, right?
Why do the 49ers always want to acquire the ex-Rams?
He could have had a ring. There's no doubt about it. I remember that.
So we're brought to you by Harmony Cheese.
Yes.
Right? This is Jackie, one of your all-time favorite cheeses. Vince, you're a big fan. You like the Merlot, don't you?
I like the Merlot cheddar, obviously. It goes great with wine. And, you know, I'm the wine specialist and the sommelier over here. So, obviously, I know my cheeses.
Yeah, he's got the wine. I'm telling you, Ferragamo wine is very good. And, Jackie, you, of course, have the whole display of all the different Harmony cheeses.
But I prefer the Abrigelli.
Yeah, I know you do. It's favorite.
And the smoked Gouda.
You want to announce one more?
No.
It just keeps going and going.
His refrigerator, we got to get a picture of it. Corey Marino, our producer, is going to get it up next week. You'll be able to see. They're laid out. There's like that fake grass in the background, and you just grab your cheese. All right. Don't forget, check out our website, onpointlive.net. Follow us on YouTube, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back. On Point Live continues. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abrigelli to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar. Or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abrigelli.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Football is one in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. Touchdown! Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan blend Caressa J, bold Primitivo, elegant Pinot Nero, and rich Sangiovese. All gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater, and we have an incredible guest today from the Rams organization and from the 49ers for a couple of years. Isaac Bruce, drafted, in 1994, and he totaled over 1,000 yards, actually receptions, 1,024 receptions, 15,208 yards. This man, a 16-year career with the Rams from 94. He's drafted. He's on the Rams in 94 to 2007. Goes to the 49ers 2008, 2009. Starting role with the Rams just in his second season. Popped right in there. One of the great seasons by a wide receiver in league history. Listen to this one. The yardage would have been a new NFL record, except for this. Do you ever hear this guy, Jerry Rice, was in the same year? Yeah. These guys were battling here, Isaac Bruce and Jerry Rice. Jerry posted 1,848 yards, and Isaac Bruce, the first in NFL history to record three consecutive games with 170 or more receiving yards.
Three games,
that's right, consecutive. Right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Got it. Never been done before.
And it's a record. Bruce produced 8 1,000-yard seasons, 10 seasons in which he recorded 60 or more receptions. He leaves L.A., and I think the owner took him into St. Louis there, and they get into Super Bowl 34, a first-place finish that year, a Super Bowl victory, 77 receptions, 1,165 yards, 12 touchdowns, earns him an All-Pro nod. He gets into the Rams, high franchise best 13-3 record at the time. Right. Need I say more? He's a Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Bruce. Isaac, thanks for being with us.
Hey, fellas, thanks for having me. Brother Slater, Vince, Mike, thanks for having me on, man. Let's have some fun.
Looking forward to this, Brother Bruce, for quite some time.
Definitely. It's so great to have you on, Bruce, and thank you for joining us. You know, my only regret playing in the NFL and playing for the Rams was not having you to throw to, Isaac, because we could have lit it up. It would have been so much fun for me. I have to tell you, you know, because you and Jackie played a couple years together with the Rams, and you wore number 80, he wore number 78, so your lockers were right next to one another. What was that like in the locker room? I mean, having to deal with this guy every day, I mean, you know, with all his antics. I mean, how'd you put up with him being right next to you like that?
You know what? It was really special. I think, when I first got drafted way back in 1994, and I'm sitting in the locker room, and I can look to my left and I can see Jackie Slater, a guy who's been in the National Football League for a very long time at that time. And then I started doing my calculations in my head that, you know, his rookie year was 1976. And I was born in 1972. So, you know, I was kind of putting those two things together. And that's, I was like, wow, I'm here. But this guy here, he's been here for a very long time. And not only that, I enjoyed watching Jackie Slater dress for practice.
Ooh.
Watching him get dressed for practice was an event within itself. You know, taping up everything, his fingers to the pads he wore on his arm. And I watched Jackie. Jackie was a mentor of mine, just the way he practiced and went about practice like it was a game. So by the time Sunday rolled around, you know, it was very easy for him. So I kind of picked that up from him. And every time I went out to practice, I treated it like a game. And I got that from the Hall of Famer, Jackie Slater. That's my guy.
Isaac, you should watch the way he prepares for this show. He tapes everything up just before he goes on the air with us. That's great. It's amazing.
I bet.
Well, Isaac certainly has the great work ethic, Michael.
Yes,
that,
absolutely.
Yeah, he probably picked up from Jackie, but I'm sure he brought that to the table as well. But you know what? Nobody worked any harder than you did, Isaac. But you were such a key member of that greatest show on turf. My question to you, Isaac, is where did that name come from? And then how was that offense so special? What made it so special?
Well, I'll say the name was first spoken, you know, in a team facility by the great Tony Horn. Tony Horn was a receiver on the team. He was a special teams ace. He did the kickoff returns for us. And I think he mentioned it. Not only that, I think he also named the touchdown celebration that we had those years, the Bob and Weave. So I think he's the originator of it. And we kind of latched on to it because it sounded real cool and it was different. It was a play on, you know, on the circus, what the circus would bring to town. And when we came to town, we were bringing the greatest show on turf. But just to play with those group of guys, you know, it's an experience that I'll never forget. You know, when we talk about team sports and just how important team sports is, from a camaraderie to, you know, just genuinely liking each other and being around each other, being able to celebrate each other. We truly had that with the greatest show on turf. And I've been on a lot of different teams and been in a lot of different locker rooms with a lot of different faces. But that era, you know, that really sticks out as my professional football career to me.
You're absolutely right. And I remember being fortunate enough to, at the end of my career, to be able to come there and watch you practice and to watch you interact with your teammates, some very special guys, Marshall Faulk and Orlando Pace. And, you know, you're just a ton of great, great football players I watched.
Yes.
And the thing that I wondered about, I used to look at guys like you, and I would say, you know, these guys are going to have an opportunity to experience a lot of glamour and experience, you know, just the names being called every time they catch a ball. And whereas a big guy like me, you know, only might get my name called in a game for holding. And I remember watching you, Ike, and I remember thinking to myself, this guy works so hard. I wonder how is he going to be able to last. And so when I look back and I see that you played 16 years in the National Football League, I know how difficult it was for me to get the couple of decades in that I did. Tell me about that process, your mindset, and
right.
what were you thinking, you know, as you prepared for a season?
Well, Jackie, I think it's like this because, you know, as rookies, when I came in 94, probably when you came in 76, there were, you know, statements or proclamations or prophecies that people say, you know, this only lasts so long. You've been an offensive lineman, you probably only last 3 years in the league, or you probably only last, you know, 3 years in the National Football League as a wide receiver.
Right.
You know, when I heard stuff like that, I chose not to believe it. I chose to believe that I can play as long as I wanted to play. I can be highly productive as long as I wanted to be highly productive. So that was always my mindset. If it didn't agree with some of the goals that I set for myself, I was quick to really just, you know, pluck it out like a weed and replant another thought. And I think that's what helped my longevity. And on top of that, I saw guys like you played 20. I saw guys like Jerry Rice. He was playing, you know, 10 plus years. Michael Irvin, he played a while. Other guys like Henry Ellard, he played, you know, a very long time in the National Football League.
That's
and
right.
I figured if those guys could do it, you know, I can do it the exact same way. And from a nutrition standpoint, I think that was a really a key in my career. I started to learn about nutrition, what worked with the body, what didn't work for the body. And I really honed in on that, you know, probably after my eighth or ninth year. And that really pushed me to really have the longevity that I had.
Mm. Well, you never would have thought that you would have played as long as you did when people watch you work. In fact, I remember a scenario where it was said that, you know, one of the reasons why you had pulled a hamstring was because you didn't participate in the off-season program for enough reps, and you didn't have 55% participation in the off-season program, and that was the reason why you hurt. But then I came to find out, I'm thinking, how could that be? I come to find out when Mike Marks was hired as the offensive coordinator, one of his main charges was to make sure that he got you healthy and kept you on the field, and the number one thing he did was limit your reps. Because I don't ever remember you being a guy that didn't work hard. And that was the problem. You were overworking and therefore hurting yourself, and you just had inability to take yourself out of those situations. Talk to me about, if you were a young guy, a young Isaac Bruce, what would you tell, how would you advise him about the difference between tough, tenacious working and then being healthy, keeping yourself healthy?
Well, you know what? The first thing I would try to convey is that the wisdom part of the game is extra important. The nutrition part of it is important as well. And, you know, I've heard some great players throughout their careers and throughout interviews and other things that I've heard them say is that sometimes rest is best.
So all right, we're going to find out about that, Isaac. Hang on here. We got a quick break coming up. More with Isaac Bruce. It's On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Brought to you by HarmonyCheese.com. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget, we're giving away some Harmony cheese packages along with Vince Ferragamo wine. So get that website at onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back On Point Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater from the Rams. And, you know, a lot of times we just kind of keep it in the Ram family if we can. So our guest today is Isaac Bruce, part of the greatest show on turf, the Bob and Weave celebrations in the end zone. And just before the break, Isaac, you were talking about kind of the differences here, what you need to do to last in the NFL. And you were getting into some things there, nutrition. And yeah, we kind of paused you there on sleep. Now, this is not a health show. But I've found over the years, seriously, to learn from athletes, you got to kind of be prepared and get your rest. So finish your thoughts there, Isaac. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely important being able to, you know, experience rest, you know, force yourself to rest if you have to at times, and do all you can to learn about nutrition, what works with the body, what foods work with the body, what works, what doesn't work with the body. So to me, that was extra important. So the one thing I would tell a younger version of myself is that, you know, your mindset going in to anything that, you know, at a high level, playing football at a high level, is of the utmost importance. You believing that you can do something starts between the ears. And that would be the info or the wisdom that I would give to a younger version of myself.
Wow, that's, you know, that's love to watch sports for the concentration value, and talking to you guys and talking to guests we've had on the show, it is all about concentrating and giving it that little extra advantage. You have to be there, be in person on the ground, and have your feet planted there. And I think that nutrition, everything is part of it. When you guys retire, do you continue doing that? You guys are in good shape, Isaac. Isaac Bruce, you look in good shape. Yeah. What's the secret now as you continue?
That's the same thing. It's part of the routine or the habits that you built while you were playing, and continue to, you know, participate in those habits. So, you know, going, getting the nutrition, getting workouts, training, those things are always important so that you live a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, you're also working to keep this cardiovascular system functional. So, you know, walks, little light runs and things like that helps, you know, guys like myself and guys like Jackie and Vince look the way that we look. So it's important to us, and it becomes a habit that is hard to break.
Let me ask you one other question here on that line. In your deepest, darkest moments, you, Isaac Bruce, Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, don't you sometimes just want to flop on the bed and turn on a James Bond movie and sit there with a beer or something? Does that ever happen? Isaac, we start with you first. Is there a moment when you just kind of let it all go for a while?
Mike, I think we all want that. But the thing is, just how long do you allow it to happen? You know, mine may be for 30 minutes, you know, and I get up and I go do something else. Other people may be for an hour. And then, unfortunately, you got people that do it for 5 and 6 years at a time.
Well, that's bad.
I'd rather go 30 minutes at a time, get me a little rest, and, you know, just say forget it. But I get back on the horse.
A James Bond movie is 2.5 hours, so you got to give it that.
I got to tell you, at my age, though, you know, I watched the movie the other night, Conclave, you know.
Oh, boy.
And I fell asleep at the movie, so.
I have a tendency to to try to stay active. You know, I try to go 3-4 days a week to the gym and get some cardio, get some lifting. You know, so I want to just, you know, turn into a big blob. You know, because I still have a pretty hearty appetite.
Yeah, you know what he ate for lunch today, don't you?
Don't look at me when you guys say a big blob.
I still have a pretty hearty appetite, and I know that if I eat the way and enjoy different foods that I do, and don't train and don't lift, I'm gonna have run into some more health issues.
Plus, there's the team camaraderie when you work out. Vince, yes, you and I have known each other a long time, We went to the Rams, and they were introducing themselves, and they came back to L.A. And I remember you walking up to me, and let's just say it wasn't my most fit performance of a lifetime. And you kind of looked at me and says, "Hey, Mike, working out?" And you kind of hit the gut a little bit. Immediately back to the gym. Thank you, Vince.
Right.
I'm glad it had something to do with your motivation.
By the way, Vince worked out before we got in the car to drive 2 hours.
Exactly.
I agree with Isaac. You gotta keep training.
Right.
You gotta keep physical fitness.
You gotta wake up.
But I have to jog Isaac's memory a little bit. You know, he played in Super Bowl 38, Jackie. We played in 34. I'm sorry.
34.
We played in Super Bowl 14. So 20 years later, you played. You know what? What you guys won that game, and that probably had to be the highlight, one of the highlights of your career, though, really, Isaac. But in that last final drive, you caught the winning touchdown. Now, you didn't sit there thinking, I don't want the ball, because you guys were the greatest show on turf. Everybody wanted to touch the ball. But were you thinking, did you have this idea in your mind that, hey, Kurt just got to throw me the ball because I'm going to score a touchdown. I'm going to get this thing done. Yeah. I mean, it had to come across your mind. So I want the ball. Or did you always want the ball?
Every play. I mean, I'm a wide receiver. I believe that, you know, when any little kid growing up, when he's imagining playing football and playing at a high level in the National Football League, he always sees himself as a wide receiver catching the game-winning pass. I mean, that's just the way it is. So,
if you weigh 300 pounds, you do that.
absolutely. So, I mean, you want to get in the end zone and do the Billy White shoes dance. You know, that's what I saw when I was coming up. But yeah, absolutely. That moment in the Super Bowl. You know, the interesting thing about it is that it was a play where I never get the ball on that play. Any of the outside guys never get the ball on that play. We're 2x2, and what we normally do is just run everybody down the field and just drop it off to Marshall and see what he can get before the 2-minute warning came out. So, you know, it's just something on the inside of me was telling me, you know what, this is it. This is your moment right here. And just so happened that defense was middle field close, and the safety comes down. And they were pressed on the outside, but we're not impeding the process off the ball. So I got a free release, and I was able to run down the field. Didn't have to fight at the line of scrimmage at all. And I saw that ball coming, Vince.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, man, I had been there 1,000 times already in my mind as a kid back in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, just to be able to catch it and to finish it, that play, that place, that moment, as big as Super Bowls are, it was definitely a dream come true for me.
So that advice that you would send to young kids today is just keep playing, just keep believing in yourself, work hard, great work ethic, have respect for the game, respect for one another. Don't you think that's great advice for young kids today?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, as players, we can go into weight rooms and do a lot of things physically on a football field and in a weight room to be prepared. But the mental process of it is it's a 24/7 deal. You know, you can always use your imagination. You can always see yourself with your footwork, from your stance, your start, to releasing off the line of scrimmage, to catching the point of the football, to tucking it away, to running, making people miss, and getting in the end zone. I feel that that's a part of the work that can always be done. And we should always be utilizing it.
Before we leave this, I just want to – this is a magic moment in life. I mean, you play a game in football, you play baseball, whatever. You play cards if you want to. You're playing poker. Sometimes you have that feeling that comes into your head that this next card is going to be this, or this next ball is going to come right to me, and I'm going to go ahead and catch this ball, and I'm going to have the touchdown. That happens to all of us. And is that from, you mentioned, from practicing and visualizing it so much over your careers? It's like, it's almost like magical, because then it happens and it's there and you go like, that's it. And sometimes when you see it and then you don't try to go for it, you go, my God, I saw it. I knew that it was going to be coming. This is something that goes beyond the game of football, and it becomes almost like a spiritual connection to it. Do you guys all sense that when you play?
Well,
you know what? I'd like to say it's supernatural, because when you listen to Darrell Revis in his Pro Football Hall of Fame speech, he mentioned visualization, which is something that we all practice.
Right.
And, you know, those moments, you have to see yourself in those moments before you actually go out and perform those moments.
Right.
And you wonder why a guy like Barry Sanders never spikes the ball, because he's been there 1,000 times and he expects to get back, because it's not new to him. It may be new to the fans, but he's already been there within his mind and his imagination.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I never ran other than that fumble that I picked up from Eric. I never caught a ball. I never was handed off a ball.
Yes.
But there are very few people that you will meet that had to walk to the line of scrimmage and deal with the likes of Howie Long or Reggie White or Tutaw Jones. And I got no sleep the night before I play those guys because I'm blocking them and trying to figure out how to keep them at bay in my sleep.
On the show last week, somebody moves to the left, you're getting ready to move to the right or whatever. It is the observation of doing it so often. And same with you, Vince, when you throw the ball, you got an idea before you see how the field goes out, but you kind of have a feeling this is what we're going to, a long bomb, I'm going to make this one.
Like Isaac said, everybody's got to work hard to get open on every play. Yeah. You never know when it's going to happen. And so you don't predetermine where you're going with the football. It did the coverage, the defense, you know, the play brings you where it's going to happen with the football. And it just happens, like you say, supernaturally. And that's what's happened to us. But as you know, Isaac, this is a team game. You can't do it yourself. And you got to depend on offensive linemen. You have to depend on the receivers, the coaching staff. It all comes together, and I think that's the mark of a champion. And we couldn't do it without the help of one another. And if you make everybody else that much better, that makes you the best player on the field. And we really enjoyed watching you play.
Especially as a quarterback. Can I ask Isaac one more question?
A minute and a half,
And this is why, Isaac, I've wondered about this. I don't think I've ever asked you. But, you know, the whole time we were at the Rams, certainly the 20 years that I was there and the whole time that you were there, 14 years, our dreaded and hated enemy was the San Francisco 49ers. And then I got to look up. I'm in retirement, and I'm enjoying retirement, and I got to look up and see my favorite wide receiver of the Rams of all times out there with a San Francisco 49er with a San Francisco 49er uniform.
Here we go.
What in the world? How did we get to that point, Isaac? Please tell me.
Jackie, let me tell you, man. It was
30 seconds to calm him down, Isaac. Go for it.
The hardest thing I ever had to do. You guys mentioned that Fred Dreyer. It's a reason why I like the show Hunter. He refused to go to San Fran. But listen, I had a little bit more football in me, and they were the takers, the perfect spot. I tried to sabotage, but I just couldn't make myself do it.
Great answer.
Best of luck, Isaac. And if we can help your foundation, Isaac Bruce Foundation, let us know. We love to help.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Love you guys. Love you, Jackie.
All right, man. Appreciate you. I'll talk to you later.
Isaac Bruce, thanks for being with us. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more on
Point Live. The greatest receiver I've played with.
The greatest receiver on turf. I'll tell you that. We'll be back with more on Point Live. Thanks for being with us. Check it out with our website, onpointlive.net. YouTube, follow us there, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie.
Right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's Cash in stores for free. Yep, that's right, because the Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway is back. Hurry in to claim yours while supplies last. Plus, you can score 3 days of deals in store and online this weekend. So don't miss out. Head to your nearest Kohl's this Friday through Sunday before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in store only, redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply, not valid on Sephora at Kohl's while supplies last. Ends March 9th. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the great Jackie Slater, the incredible Vince Ferragamo, and again, thanks to Isaac Bruce for being on the show. You know, one thing, guys, a lot of us, you know, I think of myself as the fan here on the show, asking the questions of you guys, the experts. But when you look at a football game, a baseball game, a basketball game, and you're like, how do you handle it with the crowd going nuts and there's this 15 seconds left in the game and you got to make a catch? And I talked to the great Jay Johnstone, who was a great player for many teams, like eight teams, and also a pinch hitter. I said, how do you do it? Pinch hitting at the end of the game. And he just looked at me and says, it's my job. And if that's your job and you guys are great at your job, you concentrate on what you're doing. So you've seen, both of you, am I correct, Vince? And Jackie, you've seen it every which way.
And the interesting thing, and I'm sure Vince can tell you this, but for me, I understand that my position has limitations. But what I did in my position, when I say limitations, I mean of grand exposure for making big splash plays. But what I did come to realize from my position that none of those big splash plays were going to happen if I didn't do my job skillfully against a dynamically explosive and exceptional athletes. That's what I was having to deal with, and it required, you know, the utmost attention being paid to getting the job done.
And focus and attention to detail, Mike, and just knowing your preparation, that the work that you put in, it's going to come to a conclusion. And so you have to apply that. You have to be ready and focused. And that's the main key.
And again, getting back to Fred Dreyer, I mean, during TV breaks, he said some players would be looking in the stands. He'd be looking at the opposing sidelines, watching the quarterback talk to the coach. Depending on how long they were in the huddle, he would know what the play was going to be coming out, depending on time, whether it was a run or a pass. You must have done that sometimes from the bench.
You can see pre-alignment. You can see substitutions.
Pre-alignment, right, Jackie?
You can see all this kind of stuff. Yes. You know, you have to pick up on the attention to detail is the key. And mechanics is really important. So if you're fundamentally mechanically sound, then you can function at a high level, and that's what it basically takes.
Okay, attention to detail. Now, in the last couple of weeks, Jackie Slater, one of the most incredibly observant people that I know.
I know
a couple of weeks ago, Matthew Stafford needed to stay with the Rams no matter what. In fact, it was one of those things there.
Absolutely.
Last week it was like, well, if he wants to go, let him go. Now, Vince, he's staying with the Rams, right?
He's staying with the Rams. And, you know, that was just the gesture of look and see what your value is out there. The Rams really never had any plan to trade him or to let him go. No. They wanted to satisfy his premonition that what's on the open market, what I can go out and achieve. The Rams are going to make it financially sound for him. He's going to make $40 million this year. I mean, if you average out his signing bonuses, they're going to give him a little bit of an advance. For sure. This is like a bonus. So he deserves it.
Vince came up with this number of $40
million. Well, wait a minute.
This guy, people making $50 million ahead of him. Neither one of them been to the playoffs.
Jackie,
he makes now.
I'll
they're going to give him a little bit
I'll
of
just
an
let you. Go ahead. I go was ahead. Just wondering, were you part of the plan to have indecision about Matthew Stafford here? Did the Rams call you and say, hey, we need to pull one for the team?
No, the Rams did not ask me.
What you think now?
Well, I mean, first of all, I said this. You asked the question. do the Rams have a chance of being in the playoffs, perhaps going to the Super Bowl without Matthew Stafford?
No.
Vince answered it first and said no.
I answered it second. And I said
and,
no.
And I could confirm what he said. And I still believe that. But I also believe that with them, with there being such a seemingly snag in moving the thing out of, you know, where it's taken care of with Matthew Stafford,
right,
if we all agree that he's that important, why allow this thing to drag out? Is it being allowed to drag out because your scouting department, your general manager, the people who go out and get the personnel have secured someone else that they know and feel 100% comfortable with putting out there instead of Matthew Stafford? And that was the question that I posed.
I think it could have been allowing his wife Kelly to increase the viewership on her podcast.
That's right. Look, there was no intention ever to leave Southern California.
Saying.
Okay, was he going to go to New York?
I don't know.
Is he going to go to the Giants? I mean, he can't. He's not in the position to impress and to start over again. He's at the end of his career. He's going to finish in L.A.
And
he's got 2 years remaining on his
contract. That's a great point that Vince makes.
Right. He's not going to go anywhere to try to duplicate his efforts is what he's already done. He's made a big impression here. He knows this is the best place to be.
Right.
This is the best office, and there's a lot of familiarity. His wife, Kelly Stafford, enjoys living in Southern California. So does he. Doesn't want to be in the cold weather. I mean, come on. More importantly, if he goes to New York, he's got to face Philadelphia, the Washington, the Dallas Cowboys twice. He doesn't want to do that. No quarterback wants to do that right now, not in this league. Yeah, he's in the West right now. He's got Seattle. He's got the Cardinals. They're stumbling.
And bumbling, the 49ers.
And humbling around.
With
no
Debo
Samuel. The 49ers. Yeah,
besides,
they're gone.
Aaron Rodgers wants that New York Giants quarterback job.
That's a horse of a different color.
Okay.
When we start talking about Aaron Rodgers here. First of all, Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles a couple of years ago, and
true,
who knows how that thing is doing. Matthew Stafford hasn't.
Right.
But I think the Rams have done themselves well. They gave themselves an opportunity to be competitive this year again, and even more so now that the young teams from the last 2 years that they drafted, the kids from the last 2 years that they've drafted, have grown and matured and are in the prime of their young careers right now. They're going to get – I told Vince, I saw Braden Fist, right?
Yes.
I saw Braden Fist at an autograph session that we had this past week, and I could not believe my eyes. I asked him. I walked up to him, and I introduced myself to him. I shook his hand, and I asked him, if you don't mind me asking, how much do you weigh? He said, I weigh 295 pounds. And I looked at him, and I thought to myself, that is the best-looking 295 pounds I have ever seen in my life. Guy looks like a linebacker.
They have some
and you wonder
young
why he's swatting these big, fat offensive linemen and throwing them around and moving his feet, and people can't get to him because he's a big, graceful athlete.
That's it.
And you've also talked about Matt Stafford about talking to Tom Brady with the Raiders. He's not going to go in the NFC, the AFC West, to play Kansas City, Denver. They're not going to.
So he's there. He's with the Rams.
The Chargers.
One other thing while I'm thinking about it. You asked me about Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
Matthew Stafford's deal just got worked out, the last 48 hours or so, right, Vince?
Yeah. He's
well, now, you and I have found out recently that Alaric Jackson, the big left tackle, he got his deal worked out
with the Rams as well.
A little bit longer, a few more days ago, right?
Yes.
So remember what I said. If they let Alaric Jackson go, it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. But now you got to know that Matthew Stafford is feeling pretty good.
Okay. But what about Cooper Kupp? Now,
Alaric Jackson is no joke.
Cooper Kupp. We're talking about Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
And there's no
goodness.
Guarantee that he'll be around. And, you know, they're saying, well, it's been great 8 years. I mean, that's almost like encouraging him to leave.
Yeah,
this is a great receiver. He's got a great rapport with the quarterback. He's got a great rapport with his offense. I think it's a mistake to let him go. That's my comment, but we'll see what happens.
But let me ask you this, Vince.
Yes.
You and I, on the way in, we were listening to the podcast where Sean McVay was talking about his relationship with the great Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
And you said to me, you said he won't be back.
No, it didn't sound like he's going to come back.
It was just too much praise being heaped on a player in a way that I thought I had heard 1,000 times a coach say great things about a player that he knows is not going to be on his
we'll
team.
See,
and that was a little disappointing to me.
Well, but wait a minute. That Sean McVay also told reporters, and I'm going to quote now, I would never – when they asked him, he said, is his chance, has the door been closed on Cooper Kupp? And the Sean said, quoting, I would never speak in absolutes, he said, you know. And when he asked if the Kupp was completely out of the question. So maybe there's a possibility.
It's always – the door is still kind of cracked.
I mean, it's money owed down the line.
He may stay there. He may leave. Yeah. But, I don't know. I think the only people that really have any insight on that are the –
Wait a minute. On the way in, you were emphatic that the guy was gone.
Oh. Well, but no, as you know, they don't want to actually come out and bluntly say that right now at this point, Jack. They just want to leave the door. There's a question mark right there. So, I mean, you know, if they do that, if they can save some money, they're thinking that. I don't think it should not be a concern for the Rams on the money side.
You think he's gone?
Well, the way they were talking, I think he's going. That's their number one plan. But if they can get him back for a song, then maybe that takes.
Jackie, what do you think?
From what we heard on the way in, it sounds like there was a lot of grace, a lot of praise being heaped on a guy that was no longer going
to
be.
Well, there's other guys they got to be talking to because they wouldn't be proceeding with this trade talks if they didn't have a backup plan.
Before the show today, you guys were heaping a lot of grace and praise on me. Does that mean anything in particular?
I think you walked in the room a little bit too soon. You should have come in the room 10 minutes later when we were asking, where were you? Why weren't you here on time? Your food is getting cold.
Email us onpoint@crntalk.com. All right, so where are some of these quarterbacks going to go? We've been speculating for a while. What do you think? The Raiders, someone mentioned Sam Darnold.
Darnold looks like he's the front runner to go to the Raiders. Yeah, I think so. So we'll see what happens there.
How about the Jets? Aaron. Who wants to go to the Jets? Anybody want to volunteer?
I don't know. They're going to use their draft pick. They're going to use their draft pick.
How about Jameis Winston?
Possibility. That's so obvious.
They're going to draft a quarterback.
Even if they draft a guy, don't you think it's good to have a veteran quarterback there, Vince?
Oh, yeah, for sure. To help the young receivers.
Steelers going to make a change?
Well, they signed
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. Yeah. So, I mean, but they're going to have to move on, I think, too. They got to find someone. They might even draft a quarterback.
What about the Colts? Indy. Daniel Jones.
That's probably
a possibility.
Browns, they're not processed Kirk Cousins, but has he been released yet? I don't know if he's been released. Russell Wilson, maybe for the Titans, huh? That's where he's going to end up, you think?
Getting a little long in the tooth, you know, when you think about it.
Vince,
I mean, you played a long time, 10 years.
What do you think? You're the expert.
I mean, when is that? I can remember what it felt like in my 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th years playing the game I like to think a high level. And then I can also remember, you know, my 17th year, which was the last year I played every game. And in my 18th year, I popped a pec doing routine stuff. When is it that quarterbacks, in your opinion, start kind of hitting the, you know?
Well, you know, first of all, Jackie, you know, a rookie quarterback coming in the league needs a couple years of experience under his belt. I mean, there's only a very few guys that could ever. Stroud did it last year. Jaden Daniels did it. Very unbelievable feats that they were able to step in as a rookie and do what they've done. But as a quarterback now, the rules are different. I mean, they can last a lot longer than when we played because they don't take the severe hits that we used to have. But you know, guys like Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, they probably still have something left in the tank. But so much of a quarterback is system related and coaching and you know, just, you know, being accepted to the franchise that you're going to. And it has to be the right fit. And the right fit is for the general managers to figure out. Howie Roseman does it better than anyone.
Absolutely.
So in Philadelphia, I mean, that we didn't even talk about them signing, Saquon Barkley.
How about that?
That's unbelievable. Everybody highest else, paid running back.
How about that, Vince? Everybody else wants to throw the running back position away, undervalue it. Say many of them say they'll never pay a guy. And Howie Roseman.
Different now.
$20 million a year for a running back.
Debo Samuel's traded. You got 30 seconds here to comment. Washington Commanders.
He's going to help the Commanders, I think.
Good riddance. You know? Good riddance. He's out of the NFC West.
He was too
the Rams will have to deal
with the locker room. So, I mean, he didn't work out for the 49ers, but he's still a good
receiver.
Harmony
Cheese is the cheese we want you to have. Go to their website, harmonycheese.com. They're the sponsor of the show. Great cheeses. Pairs well with Vince Ferragamo wines.
Super Tuscan.
Super Tuscan. Great to blend there for you. You could win some if you go ahead and send us your name and address. Email it to us to onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. A Harmony Cheese package coming to your door. In the meantime, order some. HarmonyCheese.com. The cheese of On Point Live. The cheese here of everybody on the show. The big cheeses love the cheese from HarmonyCheese.com.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Check us out, CRN1 at crntalk.com, Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Pacific in the replay, Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday 8 a.m. and Sunday 6 p.m. Pacific, and on Sports Byline and CRN2 Saturdays at 8 a.m. All right. Basketball, yeah. Vince, Jackie, what do you think about these Lakers?
The Lakers, I like the Lakers. You know, I've always been living in Southern California my whole life, always been a big Laker fan. But more recently now, with the addition of Luka Doncic. Okay, Jackie, him and LeBron both averaging 26 points a game. They've won their last five games in a row. They're the number second rated team in the West – out here, and since April 15th, they have the best winning record in basketball. So this team is on the move now.
Yes.
And Riddick's got them playing complimentary basketball.
Right.
Okay, LeBron James understands where the team is at, okay? It's Luka's team, okay? But it's not a one-man show. It's not LeBron's show.
Vince, don't you think LeBron now is more at home than he was at, like he was at Cleveland and like he was in Miami when he had Bosh and Wade and those guys?
That's right. And Love and Kyrie Irving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. It was like the big three. It was like the big three.
That's right.
And all those guys could handle the ball just like they're doing right now. And I love Austin Reeves. I'm telling you, this team right now, to me, is getting scary.
All right, Christmas Day, Dallas was 19-11, number 4 seed. Lakers were 17-13, number 6. Today, Dallas is 32-29, the number 10 seed. Lakers are 38-21, the number 2 seed. What does that tell you?
Yeah, well, Kyrie Irving just suffered an ACL tear, and I feel so bad because I really like his play. And, but what he's had to do now on his own with the Mavericks is just too incomprehensible.
Yes.
It's just too much for one
person to do.
That's
the way I felt. Like he was being pressed. I felt like he was pressing himself to get to and stay at a level that he was used to experiencing with Luka there.
Tells me we're out of time, guys. Want to remind everybody, HarmonyCheese.com, our sponsor. Check out their website, HarmonyCheese.com. Check us out at OnPointLive.net. Subscribe to On Point Live, our video channel with Vince and Jackie. And you can also check us out on Instagram at On.Point.Live. Email us, win some cheese and some Vince Ferragamo wine. Send us your name and address to OnPoint@crntalk.com, onpoint@crntalk.com. Vince, Jackie.
Don't forget to stay on point.